Hello, welcome to a special edition of the Read Report, NAREIT's weekly podcast. I'm Fulya Koçak, the new addition to the NAREIT family, dedicated to environmental, social, and governance issues for the real estate industry. We're coming to you from out in the desert at the JW Marriott in Phoenix, Arizona, site of Read World 2016. We're outside, the weather is perfect, we can hear the birds. We're speaking with the sustainability leaders of the companies that won this year's Leader in the Light Awards, which were just announced here at the convention. These awards recognize NAREIT corporate members for innovation and leadership in sustainability. We're going to give you the inside story on what these companies are doing to create short and long-term value through superior sustainability practices. We're excited to be joined by Dan Egan, Head of Sustainability and Utilities at Vornado Realty Trust, winner in the Diversified category. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Vornado has a robust sustainability platform. And one thing that I think would be of great interest to our listeners is the company's efforts to use tenant engagement to improve sustainability performance. Could you please tell us a little bit about how Vornado is making its tenants an integral part of its sustainability strategies?
Sure. I'd be happy to. You know, the way we approach sustainability in our company is it's a series of very important partnerships. And at the end of the day, you know, we are a full-service real estate company that needs to provide best-in-class services for our tenants. And the way we view the role of our tenants in the sustainability program is one of these valued partnerships. So it's really based on building important relationships across different industry types in different assets, situations, but we look to truly partner with our tenants, learn what's important to them, see how it aligns with our sustainability goals, and come up with a plan going forward.
Oh, that is great. Do you find that tenants are actually open to this? Do you ever encounter resistance from them? I also think that with the millennials and younger population starting to work, probably there is more of an interest for sustainability. What do you think?
That's absolutely right. And if there's one thing I've learned from being in this industry, it's just how diverse our tenant base truly is. We're not only in the diversified category of REIT, but within our assets, we have an extremely diverse representation of different industries. And with that comes lots of different office cultures. And the greatest success stories we have is actually when we are aware of a tenant already being engaged on these topics. So what I've seen most recently is the emergence of companies who have either dedicated facilities teams or corporate sustainability personnel like myself within their space who want to partner with their landlord on a number of these topics. That's where I see the most success stories. Perhaps where I'd see the most resistance is when we rely too heavily on the opposite approach, where I may reach out on a blanket basis to a wider variety of tenants, not all of which may be interested in these topics.
So what is the real impact of tenant operations on Vornado's resource consumption across its portfolio?
You know, this is a really important topic. We spend a lot of time measuring and managing our carbon footprint at Vornado. And the greatest components of our carbon footprint come from the energy that we spend in our assets, in our buildings. The reality is that tenants actually control anywhere from 60 to 70% of the energy that's leaving, or being consumed rather, in our buildings. So when we're reducing the carbon footprint of our portfolio, that effort can only come hand in hand with a partnership and an agreement and a commitment from our tenant base to reduce their energy consumption. Otherwise, it's only half the battle on the landlord side.
Do you have any tenant best practices that are consistently offered to your tenants?
We do. You know, the most common topic that we discuss with our tenants surrounds their energy. And in the majority of our portfolio in New York, our tenants are submetered for their energy consumption. The engaged tenants on the topic of energy reduction want to learn how they can look at their submetered data and interpret meaningful ways to reduce their energy consumption, because when you're a submetered tenant, you save energy, you also save money. And so best practices that we try to encourage across our tenant base are making them more aware of their submetered energy consumption, using that energy as the basis for perhaps some experiments in operational changes that may yield energy savings. And we'll work with them on trying to extrapolate, you know, you use best practices one day, what does that look like in a month or in a year or over the lifetime of your lease in terms of, you know, dollars and cents saved on your electricity bill, but also a reduction in carbon emissions.
Great. How do you interact with tenants and increase their awareness? Do you use social media? Do you do gatherings, educational events? What is your strategy for awareness?
So most recently, we found a lot of success in hosting a tenant sustainability roundtable. So we've developed great relationships with some tenants across our portfolio that actually represent quite a large portion of the tenant square footage. I invited them to our corporate office for a half-day working group where we brought up all sorts of topics, including energy, you know, energy efficiency, water efficiency, recycling. We talked about corporate sustainability reporting, you know, how Vornado's ESG reporting may align with their own ESG reporting strategy. And it was a really worthwhile discussion where it really built upon our relationship with them, not just on this topic, but it improved the sort of landlord-tenant relationship in general. It's a good service to offer to your tenants.
Finishing up, what is in it for the tenant? The benefits of implementing sustainable business practices seem clear for Vornado, but why should they get involved?
So there's two reasons. The first is that it makes business sense in the case of being a tenant in a Vornado building. And so you reduce your energy consumption, you save money. It goes right to your bottom line. So it's in that part of the conversation is an easier sell for the economics and business-driven people in the tenant organization who need to justify either a behavioral change or perhaps spending some more money to reduce your energy consumption. The other piece is, you know, the corporate social responsibility side of it. You know, what we're seeing coming from our tenant base is a very recent but substantial emergence in their need to improve their CSR programs. And because they're starting to take a closer look at their own facilities, that just leads naturally to a conversation with the landlord on this topic. And, you know, the fact that we can partner in this and make their CSR program more robust is a truly exciting accomplishment.
Lastly, what kind of advice would you give to our listeners if they want to start a tenant engagement program or maybe have an early initiative in place?
My advice would be to not focus on your tenant base at large because it is so diverse and everybody has different needs and every need is going to present a different challenge to the landlord. Start with the relationship or one, two, or three relationships that you know are going very well and focus on growing those relationships because what will emerge from that is lessons learned and best practices that you can then repeat and roll out elsewhere in your portfolio.
Great. Thanks so much, Dan, for joining us to share your insights and congratulations on Vornado's big win.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us, and stay tuned for more conversations with the 2016 Leader in the Light Award winners.